Memorial Day is Monday, May 25th. We have information on events and remembrances taking place in a few locations. In Rensselaer, the event will be at Weston Cemetery at 11 a.m. Special guests include Commander of the American Legion Post 29, Steve Martin, Commander of VFW Post 1279, Jim Passerb, and Pastor Kenan Smith of Hope Community. Lunch will be served at the VFW Post 1279 on Monday. Prior to this event, at 10:15 a.m., Remembering Departed Sailors will take place at the Pottawatomie Park Bridge that connects the park with the city parking lot. In DeMott on Monday, services will be held at a number of locations, including the Catholic Cemetery at 8:30, Holland Cemetery at 9, DeMott Cemetery at 9:30, Oak Grove 10, and Veterans Plaza in the downtown at 10:30 a.m. Times are approximate. The message will be given at the American Legion, 4:40 at 11 a.m., with a guest speaker to be announced. In Wheatfield, a short parade will begin at 9:45 on Monday at the Integrity Funeral Home parking lot and travel to Davis Cemetery, where a program will be held at 10 a.m. Parade participants may contact Donna Sohn at 219-241-1598. Carry-in lunch will follow with the Wheatfield American Legion 406. The town of Brook has announced that they will have a program on Sunday at 1 p.m. at Riverside Cemetery, about 1 mile east of the town. The Indiana State Police reported the arrest of 26-year-old Nawan Thomas of Lafayette yesterday morning. He is preliminarily charged with the felonies of resisting law enforcement with a vehicle and possession of methamphetamine. A press release from state law enforcement said a trooper was intending to pull over a vehicle for a traffic violation on River Road at the far south end of West Lafayette, but that the driver continued down the road before eventually pulling over. The press release stated Thomas had an active warrant out of Howard and Montgomery counties, and the meth was reportedly found on him. The 26-year-old Thomas was also charged with the misdemeanors of false informing and never receiving a driver's license. The Indiana Department of Transportation has announced U.S. 24 will close in two locations between County Road 50 East and the West Junction of State Road 55 starting on or after Tuesday. Two culverts will be replaced, requiring a 5-day road closure in both locations at the same time. Motorists should seek alternate routes. The official detour will follow state-maintained highways only. Paving operations are scheduled to take place on Highway 24 in this area in July. Enjoy the rest of your day and your weekend, too. I'm Russ Martin.